object. Did you know that we're being systematically torn down, you know, in the structure that America was built on, which was a gun and a Bible? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the pioneers that came in here, they never went to church without their gun and their Bible. Well, now you can't basically use either one, especially if you want to believe what it says, or if you want to go armed and with the intent to protect our nation and our families. You know, that's something that it just ain't going to, it just don't fly in the face of the government situation that we got going on today here. And there's a reason. I believe there's a reason. And you say, well, what would be the reason? Well, we're going to give you the reason. Have you ever heard of the Project Bluebeam? It's infamous, if you will, and it has four different steps in order to implement the New Age religion. Now, it's a New Age religion. Now, we're not talking about, you know, basically a religion that's going to, you know, to basically bring back the Bible, you know, or to implement the commandments of the Creator. Quite the contrary. This new religion is going to, well, basically, it's going to bring in the effect of the destruction of the Bible and the destruction of the believers of the Bible. They've got something planned, ladies and gentlemen. There's something imminent that's going on here, and we're gonna tell you exactly what it is. And there's something that would come upon you like a thief in the night, and by doing so would catch you unaware. Now, the Bible says that we are not to be caught unaware. And if, you know, the Bible, it describes this. He said, make your election and calling sure, and in that very day for you, to be also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man would come. Now, what about the foundation of the New World Order? We've been talking about it in part one and part two, how it's going to be implemented, why that it's time to invoke it and to bring it to pass. And there's one simple scripture that I could give you, and it says that Satan knows. He's in a hurry. He knows. Satan knows. Somebody else might know this too. Why are they trying to prolong by chemtrails? We got the swine flu. We've been talking about that. We're going to get some more on that just in a moment. But tonight we're going to cover a different aspect of what the agenda is, not only for the food change, the GMOs that we've been talking about, the genetically engineered and modified foods that they package up and don't have to give you the label ingredients on the food, and they're trying to control the seeds. They don't want you to have any original seeds that will reproduce itself. Ain't that strange? Did you know that's the healthiest seeds in the world? That if you don't get that, you're getting something that has been modified and genetically engineered? Well, of course. What do you think they want you to eat? Why do you think that they advertise these foods? Why do you think that fast food, which, ladies and gentlemen, if you eat in a fast food joint, you are getting nothing but genetically engineered modifications of your food chain. They're breaking down the live enzymes, destroying them with high heat, putting actually you're fried. No wonder we're getting heart attacks. No wonder that the world is dying with massive cholesterol oil filled veins. That's nothing but clogged, plugged up veins of cholesterol. And why? Because they're using the wrong type of fatty foods, and by enticing you to stop and grab you a quick fix to carry you over, And ladies and gentlemen, we're such a fast-paced nation that nobody has time to cook anymore. Well, let me rephrase that. Everybody's got time to cook, but it's the fast food joints or the quick-fix restaurants that is going out here and buying the commercial-grade food. Now, why would they do that? Well, I'll tell you why that they would do that. It's simply because that they want to clog your arteries. They want you to basically get sick and die. And you say, well, why would they want to do that, Pastor Buddy? Because, you see, actually, the governments are using the population as slave workers. I mean, the first 40 years of our life, after we go into the labor market and we work for a living, you know, we add to the products and services that's provided, and people want and respect, and big business makes a big chunk of change on it. But then after they turn you out to pasture, so to speak, and you're either getting ready to get on your Social Security, or you're fixing to retire and take your ease, all of a sudden you come down with a strange element. You have to go to the hospital. You have to check in. Oh, the doctors begin to thump on your chest and listen with their magic machines as they peer into your body and see how sick you are. And they suggest this and that and this and that. And then they tax your insurance, be it Medicare, Medicaid, be it Prudential, whatever kind of insurance you've got. They're going to max it to the hilt. Because, you see, you're supporting the pharmaceutical companies that is, we're talking about trillions of dollars that they're reaping off of the sick people of the world. And so it's big business. They don't want you well. Now, I mentioned that Satan doesn't want you to believe the Bible. Wasn't it in Yahweh's word that above all things that you would prosper and be in good health? What, didn't he say you'd eat the good of the land instead of the filth of the land? Didn't he say that you could eat the natural things that has the seed bearing in itself instead of the genetically engineered modified foods? Well, you see how man's twisting, and there's a reason for him twisting this around. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to get old and broke down and get sick before you realize these things. That's very important for you to establish yourself with a diet strictly related to the Bible. Now, if you get to that, the Bible said to eat foods only that's got the seed within itself. Well, you say, are you talking about vegetarianism, Pastor Buddy? I would think that if you would make a wise choice by going 90% vegetables, 5% fruits, and 5% meat, I think that'd be a healthy diet. Now, we know that the fruits, if it's been cross-engineered, genetically modified, stay away from that. Eat only wholesome. And did you know that the organic food production here in the United States is $46 billion because more and more people are getting alarmed at these GMO foods, and more people are adopting the holistic ideal of organic? And yet you can't trust the government no more than you can trust them when they stamp a U.S. Department of Agricultural inspected meats. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to a packing house, and I'm telling you, it will, not only the stench and the squeal and the excitement and the bloodletting of these animals, it's appalling. I went through a meatpacking house one time, and I did myself one of the biggest favors. I swore I'd never eat meat again when I got out of there. I mean, it was a literal mess. The bowels of the animals was just ripped out and left in the floor. They would strip the intestines, and they would take these intestines as food tube wrapping for bologna sticks and stuff. It's awful. It's almost an insane world, and will eat anything that they can enhance with their excitotoxins, as they add their specialty ingredients to make these foods taste so good. And when you get on these diets that the American dietary system has adopted, you stay literally hungry day and night. You got to start eating as soon as you get up, and you got to eat till you go to bed, and then you'll still get up and get you a midnight snack because you can't make it to morning. Something's wrong. And I found out that the hunger leaves you when you eat raw, organic foods. And this is not my message tonight. I don't know even why I got on this. But when you eat these foods, it satisfies you. It takes less of that to satisfy you because you're getting the live enzymes. So only eat food that has the seed within itself, and only eat meats that have been less all of the hormones and the injections and things of this nature that they put in the animal products like meat and cheese and milk. I mean, it's loaded with excitotoxins. Oh, yeah, they fortify it with vitamins. This is dead vitamins. It's vitamins that don't need any live enzymes. Get your vitamins. You don't need any supplement vitamins if you will use the natural resources of the Creator. He put it all out for you, and it's just like, you know, cows eat grass, and, you know, and they give milk. And only the milk is fit for the calf and human consumption if it's not pasteurized. But if you pasteurize it, both the calf and the human that keeps on drinking it and ingesting it or eating it, whatever the product might, byproducts might be, cheese, whatever. And you're gonna fall sick, and that's the plan. Now, psychological preparations of the first step concerns the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. Now you see how they're slowly changing the history for our young children. The words, the languages, and everything else is being changed to systematically break down our faith in our Creator. Because they want to become your God. We're talking about Babylon. Who can make war against Babylon? Well, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, I mean, they were cast into the fiery furnace because they refused to cater to Babylon. Well, is there a day coming similar? Well, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. What's important to understand is that the psychological preparations for the first step have already begun, and the implementing of these things are in the movie theaters, in the Star Trek series, Star Wars. They deal with invasions from space. And in, they're all coming together of all nations to repel the invaders. You see what they're setting up? Films like Jurassic Park. It deals with the theories of evolution and claim that Yahweh's word are nothing but lies and distortions of a bunch of religious idiots. And that's, you know, and our young children are adopting these philosophies, and their psychological preparation is being inducted into their minds to believe these things. What's important to understand of the first step that the Bible says, and this is what our Creator says, that in those days there will be earthquakes in diverse places. And the New Order is already has the capability with the HARP program, an electromagnetic occurrence that they learn to control. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, they can hit different parts of the world where scientific and archaeological teachings have indicated that arcane mysteries have been buried. those types of earthquakes, it will be possible for scientists to rediscover these arcane mysteries, which will be used to discredit all fundamental religion doctrines of the Bible. And this is the first preparation for the plan for humanity to lose faith in Yahweh's word. And as they destroy the beliefs of all of those who hold the word sacred, then they are going to bash all religions into a one religious world order with the state as the God and Satan sitting at the head of the totem pole. When he comes, and the Bible says he's on his way, and the new world order is now setting this up. Now, if they can destroy your belief system, get you to doubt, that is them. They're working overtime to get this done, I'll assure you. Now, if you look at the second step, it involves a gigantic, and this is something that I have predicted would come, a false second coming of the Messiah. It could be done, ladies and gentlemen, with technology today. For instance, laser projection of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving a different image according to the predominating regional, natural, or national religious faith to destroy that faith. Because you see, when Satan really appears, and we find that there's life out there, or under the earth, wherever that they dwell, in the sea, because the Bible speaks of under the earth and in the sea, these creatures that live there have marvelous technology capabilities, and they're giving this scientific technology over to the governments of the world to prepare the people of the earth. That's what I want to warn you about in the third stage of this message of the approaching beast. They're setting the world up to receive Satan and his angels. Now, this is no figment of your imagination. This is not a hologram. This is not a three-dimensional space show, ladies and gentlemen. Although they're setting the people up in this preliminary stage to make these apparitions and things appear at will, just like they did on the 911 as they cast the hologram image, already had the tower set to blow, that there was a plane, a remote plane, that and it looks real. And yet, we find that FEMA was already in place. Somebody already planned this. Ladies and gentlemen, we already know that. The 911 hoax. The leadership of the world. These are masterminds. These are the serpent reptilian people that rule over you. Oh yeah, they got three-piece business suits. They speak well. They're trained to deception. They're the highest order of deception in the universe. Remember what Paul said? That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. This knowledge and technology is not coming from man. It's coming as an outside invading force of thought. And it's projected to be around 20 and 12 when we will receive the change into what we call the Aquarian Age. Now, I know the Aquarian Age is somewhere on out beyond 20 and 12. But we're talking about preliminaries here. And to Yahweh, one day's 1,000 years. So don't get alarmed if it don't happen at 20 and 12. Everybody's expecting the world end, and some of the religious nuts are predicting that, and of course they've done that since time. Since there was such a thing as time, some nut comes along and says the end of time. And it never happens, and it discredits those religious nuts, and the government laughs all the way to hell with the souls of those that they have, deceived. you know, with these projected images and seem right ways, which now religion around the world has been so discredited. Did you ever notice why so many preachers are falling and failing? I mean, I've never, on a level in the last 50 years, it's unreal how that, you know, they can give them such charisma. It's just like there's a gift given to them. And they can almost hypnotize you. Even right on the television, as you watch, you can sit there with your jaw gapped open. And the hair's raising on your back of your neck and on your arm. And your legs, and you want to get up and shout. And the first thing you know, they're somehow discredited. And then your faith, your crestfallen. That's destroying the faith of the plan that Yahweh wanted us to have in His Word. You see, if you trust man, you're deceived. But if you trust His Word, you'll never be deceived. The new gods and their voice will be speaking in all language, and in order to understand, we must study various secret services and research done in the last 25 years. The Soviets have perfected an advanced computer and have even exported them and fed them with a minute the psychological particulars based on their studies of the anatomy and the electromechanic composition of the human body, and the studies of the electrical, chemical, and biological properties of the human brain. And it's amazing what they have found out, that we're all controllable by low emission waves, or something that we set spellbound, like television. Do you know the all-digital thing had just come in? You ever wonder why that they offered free devices for changeover to the, from the old system? It's an upgrade of these low-frequency controlling waves that they can subconsciously imprint your brain to think the way that the signals come across, and they are highly advanced in this. You can't pick these up. Remember when we backmasted the religious... in the religious times of the 60s, when we started backmasking the rock and roll music and the musicians, and we found embedded secret codes. As you played it backwards, you could hear them. You could hear the devil speak directly to you and to the minds of these young children, and command them to do certain things and violent acts, and they would obey. And our psychological analysis at that time was so far behind, or it was some fake psychologist that really knew what was going on and wouldn't tell the masses. And I believe that's what's happening. These computers were fed as well with the languages of all human cultures and their meanings. The dialects of all cultures have been fed into the computers from satellite transmissions. The Soviets began to feed the computers with objective programs like the ones of the new Messiah. This is a precursor, ladies and gentlemen, to what these computer technologies have brought about in our age, to actually feed into the mind these subliminal suggestions that there's going to be a Messiah appear. You notice that as times get worse and worse and worse, people like dumb sheep want to huddle up, and they fear the things that are coming. This is psychological warfare from those spirits that Paul mentioned that you're going to wrestle against in the last days. And the Bible says that the devil will cause everyone to worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Are you one of those? Have you examined yourself to see if you're in the faith? Have you pressed toward a mark and a high calling? There are two different aspects of this step two. The first is to present a coming Messiah and to give you the anticipated acceptance of looking for Him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when Satan really does come, the result of these deliberately staged events will be to show the world that the new Christ, the new Messiah, the Maitreya, for the immediate implementation of the new world religion, enough truth will be foisted upon an unsuspecting world to hook them into the lie. Even the most learned will be deceived. And ain't that what the Bible said? That it would deceive the very elect, because the Bible said there'll be great signs in the heavens. Have you noticed the weather changes, the weather patterns? I mean, here in 207, we were so dry in the south our water table levels dropped. They had to dig the wells deeper and deeper and deeper. Some went over 700 to 800 to 900 feet deep before they could even get a little sprig of water. Now here in 2009, we're overabundant. And used to, that wasn't the, you could just set your clock with the weather patterns. We would get as many as 4 or 5 snows every year. We knew what to expect. We knew that the average temperature would stay pretty well the same, and the cycles would be year after year, and the farmers knew how to plant, and they knew how to prepare. Something's changed. Chemtrail. Manipulation of the frequency waves in our atmosphere. Something's going on. Uncanny. I mean, look at Texas. Last year they were flooded to the hilt, and now they're so dry that they're begging for water. Look out west. They're even fighting over the Colorado River and the distribution of the tributaries that hook up and are attached to it for irrigation and for farming and for water for the cities. It is amazing. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just to get a loaf of bread, you can't get nothing good. I've recently started eating sprouted bread, and I've learned to like it. It's fulfilling. But you can get the white bread, the bleached white bread, where they actually hurl the nutrients off the wheat and give you the chalk and turn it into bread and enhance it with the excitotoxins and put it on your children's plate, and they'll eat 3 or 4 sandwiches and never get full. And we've got an overweight, out-of-shape population. Every man's belly is hanging over his belt. Every woman, her hips are hanging over. Well, I don't want to get on that. I don't want to lose my listening audience. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're in poor physical, mental, and spiritual shape as the project has perfected the ability for these staged events to bring in the new Christ or the new anointing. And isn't that what the Bible said, that many false Christs will come and would, if possible, deceive the very elect? I mean, we got most of the Christians are waiting on a rapture. What if they invent something to suck you up and take you out of here and destroy you? And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I don't know when he comes. Glory to God. Ladies and gentlemen, the most gullible people on the planet is the dumb sheep. I'm going to repeat that. A snake knows he's a snake from when he's hatched out of an egg. As soon as he's able to open his mouth, he's got enough poison in there to kill you. He can kill a rabbit. He can kill a bird with a hit of poison. And he can cause your leg to literally rot off if he hits you on the shin bone. So these little serpents know, and don't you think these master craftsmen of deceit, that they know who you are and their mission, that Satan appointed them is to kill you, to destroy you, and to harm you in such a way that they could actually corrupt your thinking and corrupt your brain and program it to think opposite of the way that the Heavenly Father intended the original brain in your heart and mind to think. Now listen to this now. The Blue Beam Project will pretend to be the universal fulfillment of the prophecies of old as a major event as such which occurred 2,000 years ago. Oh, don't you think that would get most of the Christians? I think so. I mean, they're all sitting in the church dumbed down by the evangelistic message of the bell boxes. Well, don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a rapture. Get ready to rumble out of here. We're going to be caught up in the air. We're going to forever go and be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You shun that. I'm just going to wave goodbye. Well, I hope I ain't on a plane that's got a rapture pilot. I mean, you know, unless I'm rapture-proof myself. You know, that's what they teach you in church. That if you're flying through there, that if the pilot is raptured out, what's the point? You better have somebody to drive this cotton picker. This 757. I mean, who in the world would know how to do that? And then they present these frightening scenarios that the plane is going to bank and dive straight to the ground, and if you're not saved and rapture-proof and ready to get out of here, you know you're going to perish. And we hear this in the churches. Every time you go and sit down in the pews, the false prophets are spewing out this stuff in obedience to the sublineal suggestions of the world government that there's a rapture coming. Now, what did the Messiah say? When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, did he say to not worry about it? That the end wasn't yet? Well, did you know that right in the pipeline right now is planned another world war? And that Albert Pike predicted that after one more, he predicted three, by the way, three world wars, we've had two, the third one's in the pipeline. Now, what's going to happen here, Pastor Buddy? Well, we know that millions and millions and millions of people were destroyed in World War One and World War Two. And there's no exception to the rule, because the third and final war, to bring in a new war, but not to bring peace there. Because when they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden, swift destruction, because the beast is setting this false system up right now, and they're working overtime night and day to perfect it and get it on. Computer animation, sounds appearing to emulate the very depths of space. Astonished, ardent followers of the various creeds will witness their own return messiahs in convincing lifelike reality. And then the projections of Jesus, Mohammed, Buddha, Krishna, and so on and so on and so on, to get the religious idiots. I mean, that's what they look at you, folks. Wake up. I mean, they think you're a religious, dogmatic idiot. And you're gullible. You'll swallow anything that they can produce. They will merge into one after correct explanations of the mysteries and revelations would have been disclosed, and the one God will, in fact, be the Antichrist. That's going to deceive the whole wide world. Now, you hear this scripture, well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We see that's the most quoted scripture in the Bible, and the ancient translation didn't even have that verse in there. Now, let me verify this. It says, this is what the Bible said. Now, you remember, it says that God loved the world. Well, it tells you not to love it. Now, isn't that counter to what the Word should say? He that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You understand that? So you can see that somebody's added to this text. Well, we've got these sweet little Christians running around, these little Patsy, these little weak wrists, and these little fancy Dan, feminine, weak-kneed, no-backbone preachers. Pale as a, you know, never gone out in the sun, don't have any calluses on their hands, never worked an honest day's work in their life. They're just fleecing the flock and telling them lies and feeding them candy. And the Jim Jones type of Kool-Aid, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that was a perfect way for you can see that Christians will do anything these preachers say to do. I mean, we got history repeat with history where that these prophets have led their groups out systematically and set up on a mountaintop and waiting for the end of the world to come and predicted. I mean, we've got, I mean, the Jehovah Witnesses are world famous under Rutherford when he started this mess. And it, ladies and gentlemen, the name Jehovah's false from the word go. I mean, it's as false as, and we've got 7 million of them running around proclaiming Jehovah. Well, look at Jesus. What about Jesus? How original is that name? Well, it's not original, ladies and gentlemen. It come out of the whore church of Revelation chapter 17, where it said that they would cause all to receive the mark and the number of his name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's so pathetic how gullible our Christians are. I love you. I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't love you. So the one world Antichrist who will explain that the various scriptures have been misunderstood and misinterpreted, and that the religious of old are responsible for turning brother against brother. You see, they're beginning to say, we are the world. And Michael Jackson was a greater prophet than the last 50 years of any preacher that's preaching and opening a Bible. I mean, look at the millions and billions. And look at Elvis Presley. Look at these idols that they've set up before and for our children to idolize and worship and cast their crowns and their souls right at the feet of these dominating personalities that have become super gods that can take music and hit your breastbone and send spills and thrills and chills up and down your backbone just like an organ player. And you want to get up and dance. You want to do something. And these churches have adopted these tactics as they got these giant screens positioned for 30 or 40,000 people sitting in these religious stadiums beating the drums of this cause. And ladies and gentlemen, anyone investigating the so-called New Age religion will tell you that we are systematically destroying the old faith. Do you know the Bible said, see and ask for the old path? And yet new religion is saying there's a new day dawning. Let's walk a new way. What new way would you want to walk? Wouldn't it be better for you to suffer with the old path people, the narrow path, instead of getting on the broad way as they hit these giant screened theaters, and they got the sound so riveting that you're spellbound, and they act out these narratives and in song and dance. And these sermons, which are psychologically prepared to induce this doctrine of the world antichrist of love. And when they say peace and safety, then cometh certain destruction. Now, the Sydney Morning newspaper in Sydney, Australia, published an an item on March the 21st in 1983, which announced, now listen, this is 83, that the Soviets were invading the human mind. The article, having been submitted to the foreign editor by Dr. Nathan Apineri, assistant professor at the facility of agriculture on the faculty of agriculture in Asia, it's worth noting the article at length, even though his grammar is a little old, the article relates that the computers can be run through satellites and through space, and the computers can be fed with all different languages and their meanings, and the dialect of all peoples being fed into the computers with an objective program. Now we're no longer talking about the Soviets, we're talking about the United States, the men of the New World Order, who are feeding the computers with the necessary information, and the editor of the column which the article appeared even states that the piece made points too important to ignore. It's possible that the persons who have created this mega mind control program could sell the software to an organization or a government and not be aware that the client might use the program and data to enslave all of mankind. Just imagine how far that they have advanced since this article in 1983 was published. The advancement. Now, here is the third step. Have you ever thought that you were injected? Have you ever thought that you were a victim of mind control? Do you hear voices? You know, it's become alarming that the psychiatric wards, people going to the doctor to get mind-altering drugs, and they're given experiment drugs to and then monitor your reactions to them. Ladies and gentlemen, the best place for you to do is stay out of the drug doctor's offices. They're just legal drug dealers working in step with the New World Order. It's a mass experiment to control man's mind and to change his thinking away from the original, just like they're doing with the food chain. They don't want you to eat the original creator's food. They want you to take a substitute that tastes good, looks good, smells good, and is quick and convenient. Just nuke it in the microwave. They even tell you how long to nuke it. One thing my wife done here in the last a few months, she removed the microwave. We knew about it for 20 years, but it took us 18 years or so and to get rid of it. Even after we knew that it wasn't healthy and it wasn't safe. And now I've got friends tell me that you shouldn't drink water out of plastic bottles. That water that sits, that, you know, and this water trick is one of the biggest deceptions ever perpetrated upon mankind. We're spending billions of dollars to drink bottled water and thinking it's more healthy than the water that comes out of the rivers and the sinkholes and the sludge pits of America. Factory foaming. I mean, water just turns green and as black and as brackish as it can be. And, of course, they run it through their filter, scrub it, and put it in your faucet, and you cook and you drink it. But now, see, we got smart on that. So we started getting bottled water. But did you know that bottled water, in most cases, is coming straight out of the tap and bottle and sent out to you courtesy of the profit takers? Oh, my. You know, I've got a DVD on water, and it's one of the most exciting things that I've seen in the last year concerning the things that we should do. They did certain experiments with water, and it's amazing how you can change the properties of the water or the memory of the water. Water has a memory, and they know that. Your science knows that. Everywhere it's been, everywhere it's gone through, whatever phase it's gone through, it has a memory of that. It never loses it. Until you restore the original memory. Well, very few people know how to do that. Did you know one of the most amazing things to change that memory of that water is simply a very simple solution? You know what it is? Prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. In all things give thanks. Did you ever notice that the Messiah, everything he put in his body, he first gave thanks for it? Nowhere did he ever put anything in his body without thanking or praising the Creator for the food. In other words, if you go back to Genesis, the earth was cursed for man. Now, if you don't pray and to take that curse off it with thanksgiving, then you're ingesting the curse. I don't care where it's genetically modified or where it's organic. It doesn't matter. These foods, these molecules, and these enzymes all have a memory just like the water. You've got to give thanks. You've got to change the molecular structure through prayer. It's very important that I teach you about this. Now, let's get to the third step. The advancement of the techniques that propel us toward the third step in the Blue Beam Project that goes along with the telepathic and electronically augmented two-way communications where ELF, VLF, and LF waves which reach each person from within his or her own mind. You see how they can project a voice into your brain? I mean, I had a brother that just dropped by this week. And he said, "Buddy, I can't shut these voices up." I said, "Who is it?" Well, he said, "It's a man and a woman." And you know the first thing that you're going to think about, well, he must be demon-possessed. He said, "I know what you're going to think. I'm demon-possessed." But he said, "Buddy, I've had every Pentecostal preacher from here to Timbuktu and back praying for me to cast, if this is the devil, to cast it out of me." And the man was just as perfectly sane and educated, nice and respectable, driving a brand new car, professionally inclined. I mean, no filthy demon in him. I have a brother that lives overseas. I mean, he knows he was chipped and implanted, and if you've ever had any serious injury or have an operation for some reason, you could be one of the victims that they implant you for trial purposes to check these ELF and VLF and the LF waves which reach each person from within his or her own mind, convincing each of them that their God is speaking to them or someone is speaking to them from the very depths of their own soul. Brought to you from the rays and satellites which are fed from the memories of computers that have been stored massive data about every human on earth and the language these rays will interface or interlace with the natural thinking to form what we diffuse as artificial thought. You will react. It's just like you've been programmed and you don't even know you're programmed for doing what you're doing. It's amazing how much power that these demonic mind controllers who manipulate information the same way that a computer for grammar manipulations of information coming through the channels of these ELF and VLF and LF waves. These are low frequencies. They proved that on Montauk in Long Island in the 40s, ladies and gentlemen, able to mind control a vast portion of the East Coast. Since the 40s, what do you think that they're doing now? You think the New World Order is about to plunge itself into full total operation on planet Earth? And the Bible says that one-third of the waters will become bitter. That every living thing, I can't even grasp this. That every living thing in the oceans died. Can you comprehend that? That the waters became wormwood? That ever one that didn't have this mark or this programmed mind could not buy or sell or survive? Do you see? You see the reason why that we should have a place to flee, a place to gather, a place to regroup, and people with knowledge about these things that they could tell us and teach us. The Bible said we're destroyed literally for the lack of knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, I preach myself out of time. And I'm personally brought to you by the tithe and the generous offerings of the saints that support Pastor Buddy, that hold my hands up, that make it possible for me to preach 5 nights a week. I don't have to work. I don't have to get out here and slave with my hands anymore. I work for Yahweh, and I'm a full-time minister doing the things that Yahweh's commanded me to do for the last days with a new phase of the information that Yahweh gave me. And I've studied, and I know what's going to happen to those who are not prepared. You better be ready for the coming of the Antichrist. United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, Germany, Finland, France. Ladies and gentlemen, you better watch around the nations where the Aryan people reside. Two-thirds of all the people of the earth reside within this perimeter, from the 30th to the 36th parallel. And there in between, it lays the mass of the ability of Satan. It's just like we're caged up in an electronic cage, and Satan's taking advantage. Now, I got to hurry. If you'd like to write me tonight for this series of The Emerging Beast, just simply call Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, and the zip is 37824. That's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip being 37824. Just Pastor Buddy. That's all you'll need. Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Don't forget to write me. Send me a love offering to keep my hands raised for Yahweh. And I want to be in these hands, ladies and gentlemen. You can call me tonight. I'm live right here on a Monday night around the world on the transmitting jewel of the South. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. You can go to our website at www.oneyahweh.com. You'll find a lot of the messages that we've taught on this series. The first two's already posted. Brother Bob, our webmaster, will have this one posted probably before tomorrow afternoon. It'll be on the World Wide Web for you to download this information and take heed. Get out of the cities. Prepare you some food. Get ready. It's fiction to come. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see ya Wednesday night, WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I'll be on Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. May Yahweh bless you, and I love you.
Sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And and those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Put your faith.